Blog Talk Radio.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Macho Mike, are you on the phone?
Hey, can
you
hear me? Hell yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm here, baby.
You can hear me? Good, good. I'm having issues with this dang computer. It always happens. I don't know. That's why we let that song go all the way to the end. All the way to the end, because my computer was messing up. How's it going there, Big Mike?
Holy moly. Well, last night I got a couple of best friends in town, so last night the went out like a bunch of hungry Vikings, but we landed flat because we had too much good times.
And too much good times, huh? Brian just joined us. He's finally came in. He said he's feeling sick again. You doing push-ups there, Brian? Trying to get better?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound like an old fat lady.
Yeah, you do, Brian. You do sound like a fat old lady. What's going on?
Old fat lady that smokes too many cigarettes.
Yeah. It makes
really
perfect
sick,
sense. Well, Brian, you can't be doing push-ups and smoking cigarettes at the same time. It's too much of a skill.
No, I definitely haven't been smoking cigarettes.
I'll tell you this, boys, I feel like a Vietnamese hooker on a Sunday morning after the Navy left town. I'm just recovering right now. Like, got my Viking fellas over here in bed, all drunken. But tonight's a beautiful day. It's Sunday, and I love it.
I hope your butthole's not wide open like the Vietnamese hooker.
You probably
It is. Of course it is.
You know it.
You got Damien over there doing your thing, huh?
Yeah, Damien's here right now. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk to him before we get started.
Damien. Hello.
Hey, Damien, how you doing, man? Are you feeling like a Vietnamese hooker today?
I don't know about those bitches, but I was sure looking for the sailors. I was always looking for the sailors, and these boys are just so drunk right now. It's ridiculous, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Damien, seeing as it's a football show, did you watch that Monday Night Football game last week?
I did. I had to. Brian was crying on my shoulder the whole time. It was a very emotional game for all of us.
How about that Michael Vick, man? How about that Michael Vick?
He is so smooth. He's just like silk. When he just, oh my God, when that man runs and just throws those brown balls around and just gets 6 touchdowns like that, I go crazy. I just, oh my God, I lost it. And Michael Vick is this guy. He can treat me like a little pit bull toy and just tear me apart. I just want him to do crazy things.
That's crazy. All right, well, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving? What are you giving thanks for?
All sorts of shit, you know. Thanksgiving's a special day. And I give thanks to a lot of love and ShamWows and the magic cloth of the world and just good times and freeing and Brian doing push-ups while smoking cigarettes and just football, living life.
Cool. So are you going Raiders or Steelers today?
I'm going to be a Steeler Raider, Raider Steeler.
I
steal Raiders. I'm a Steeler in the Raids.
And, oh, you're still at a range?
I'll go for, I have to be biased, technically. The Raiders are somewhat of a Cinderella story this year. And I do enjoy watching them. So it's hard for me to cheer against them, even though, you know, I'll say Damien just ran away. It's like he gave me back the phone. But it's harder for me to cheer, you know, against the Raiders, but at the same time, I feel like I have to. But my Patriots, as well known, do have the Raiders' first pick or pickings. But if they, you know, they have so many of them that if the Raiders are good, I won't be sweating it. So I'll give it to the Raiders.
Yeah, let's go Raiders. Let's go Raiders. Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, every week we always mention MD Wireless, the place to go get your wireless phones fixed. Well, I did a surprise phone call, and he's on the line right now. Matt,
hold on.
Matt, are you there? Matt, did you answer your phone, or did you go to voicemail? Hello?
Ricky, I'm here.
Matt, what's happening?
Hey,
you're on Soul Kitchen Radio with Jason, Brian, Mike, myself, and we're just want you to talk about MD Wireless a little bit. Give yourself a plug.
You know, we just fix cell phones out there anytime that people break their screens or their charger ports and they have nowhere to turn to. You know, we have a solution for you, so you don't have to go out and sign a new contract. You just come down to our store and, you know, we could usually fix most phones or at least provide you a good solution as to what you should do as opposed to spending a bunch of money or signing a new contract with another carrier.
Right, right. And you actually have a carrier that you deal with personally, is that what's that Oregon carrier that you guys use?
We got this new service called Simple Mobile. It's pretty much a new wireless unlimited service. $40 a month, unlimited talk and text nationwide. It runs on T-Mobile's network, so there's no network issues. As far as coverage, where you can go, if you're roaming, if you have to, you know, pay for extra minutes, it's all covered under that network. We got a $60 plan, unlimited talk, text, and internet included with it. Plus, international texting, too, for people that want to text outside of the country.
Yeah, so Mike,
and,
you can use that, Mike, for your Ukrainian guy.
Of course. Oh, yes, I could. I might have to. I was going to ask, can you have any kind of, like, specialty phones or anything like that? Droids
or
anything like that?
Actually, you can. You could use either any T-Mobile phones or any AT&T phones that are SIM-based. If you got an AT&T phone, we can get it unlocked for you, and you can use it. So all those people that are in love with the iPhones, we can set those up fully working on the network, too.
Oh, that's genius. What's the name of the thing again?
Simple Mobile?
Danny, Brian.
Brian's over there smoking cigars and doing pull-ups with one finger. What's the name, the thing again?
It's called Simple Mobile.
Simple Mobile.
Simple.
Yeah, that sounds like a great service. Simple Mobile. I might have to look into that. Simple Mobile.
Yeah, we got a lot of people that are running their Androids on it, and it runs on T-Mobile's 3G network, so you got some pretty decent data speeds, too, when you're surfing internet on your phone.
Yeah.
The other day, I was at
really
the Raider game. The week before last, I was at the Raider game, and we ran our Sling Box, which is basically an internet connection to my cable. So we were tailgating at the Raider game and watching the Vikings game from my cell phone, streaming from my home television.
That's really good. You know, I'll just say, like, it's great that T-Mobile's doing something like that. You know, that kind of separates them, gets them a little bit further in the game, competing against Verizon and AT&T and all these other companies. So that sounds like T-Mobile boost.
Yeah.
That sounds like
a... You know, it's about time that the small guys come up against the big guys, you know?
Yeah,
T-Mobile. T-Mobile's always in the race, but this is definitely helps them big time.
Hey, so Matt, so if somebody wants to get in contact with MD Wireless, who do they call?
You can call either one of my stores. I got two stores. One of them is in Antioch. Phone number there is 925-778-3877. I also have one in Pleasant Hill. Phone number there is 925-687-7000.
So what are you doing right now, Matt? Are you at home just getting ready for football?
You know, I just woke up and I was just talking to my wife. We're gonna start cooking some breakfast and throw on the game in the next hour.
Okay,
man,
well,
Matt, you sure do know how to tease with good times over there, you know.
Hey Matt, I just wanted to let you know, if you got your Bluetooth on, you could stay on the line. You could join our conversation, our show today. We're just talking football, and we're doing NFL trivia. So
NFL trivia, nice.
You're more than welcome to throw on your Bluetooth or your headset Bluetooth or your football helmet with the Bluetooth in it, whatever you got. Your motorcycle helmet with Bluetooth. You know, these cell phone guys, they got all kinds of crazy shit around their house. So
we got all the goodies.
So you can stay on. We're gonna talk football. And whenever you want to hang up, you can just hang up. It's okay. But other than that, just chime in whenever you want to chime in. Okay. You're welcome.
All right, buddy. I'm gonna keep you on.
Okay.
Hey, nice
cool.
talking with you guys too, man.
Take care.
Yeah. You have a good one.
That's MD right. Wireless,
I'll be
everybody.
Listening.
Okay.
MD Wireless.
So check it out. Brian.
Yeah.
This is my word of the week. Tell me what you think about it. Michael Vick. Oh, my God. Tell me about Michael Vick.
Michael Vick is absolutely amazing. I mean, he has beaten all the odds, you know, from being in jail for almost 2 years to being hated in Atlanta to being actually a better guy. I mean, he's going to different charity events in Connecticut. He's working with dog fighting. He's getting married and having a kid. Well, I mean, he has kids already.
Wow.
He's really, I mean, he's 30 years old. He's actually been staying down to different. To what?
Is he really getting married and having a kid? Did you make that up?
No, he's actually getting married. He already has kids.
Does he have a pet dog?
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I knew people named Michael Vick. I'm from Atlanta. So, I mean, Michael Vick would go to a bar and he would order food or drinks and would not leave a tip. Now he actually doesn't drink. He's actually gotten his life together, and I think he's found God. But, I mean, he's really changed. Like, now he comes in, he reads plays. He's a very personable person. I mean, he said jail's really made him happy. I mean, he really brought the best of him. I mean, he's a better quarterback than he was with the Falcons and now with the Eagles. I mean, four touchdowns, I mean.
Yeah, let me tell you, last week, 333 yards passing, four touchdowns. Four passing touchdowns, 80 yards rushing with two of his own touchdowns. And look at this, 60.65 fantasy points last week. Wow.
Also, you know what his football rating was? I think he had like 150 quarterback rating, too. I mean, he's just freaking shooting on all cylinders.
How are you talking about? Michael Vick right there. 115.1, he leads the NFL last week. This week his 150 last week. This week he's playing the New York Giants, and this is his projections for this week. 247 yards passing, 1.8 touchdowns. I don't know how he's going to get an eighth of the ball in there. 47 yards rushing with fantasy projection of 29 points. Now he's going to smash that. What do you got? What do you think about that?
Oh, they're gonna destroy the Giants. But
yeah, Jason, what do you think about?
Against
the Giants.
I'm starting them, so I hope he smashes that. I hope he runs all over them, passes all over them, and constantly throw his hands up in a touchdown signal.
There we go. That's Michael Vick. So what do you think, Mike? What's Michael Vick going to do against the Giants today?
You know, since he's such an exciting player to watch, obviously I'm going to, and he's everyone's favorite fantasy guy. So obviously I want to say he's going to smash him and destroy him. But I think he's just going to have a decent game. I don't think he's going to have, you know, I think he's going to have a human game. I think he might come back down to earth a little bit. I mean, you know, after six touchdowns in a game, obviously everyone expects him to do big, great things. But I think he's going to have just a decent game. Maybe he'll scrape by, get a win. Maybe he might not even. But I think he's going to be subpar just to show that he's still a human being.
Cool.
I think this one is going to be left on a field goal by either team.
You know, because the Giants are they're doing big right now. What's the Giants record?
7-2.
7-2. They're trying to go for first place in that division, and
yep.
Eagles are trying to also do the same thing in the same division. So
yep.
We'll see what happens today. And then what do you guys think about these guys? Hold on, here it comes.
Oh God.
We are the
49ers. Oh my God, they're on a three-game winning streak after they started the season 0-4. Today they got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're moving up in rankings. They're 3-6 right now. What are they going to do against the Buccaneers today?
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. That song always makes me cringe. The song always makes me cringe, but what happened with me and Brian last Sunday was absolutely beautiful. Brian, you want to tell them what happened if you're dying from the cigarette smoking?
Yeah, tell us, Brian.
Do what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Take the vibrator.
Tell them what happened last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we got free tickets to the Niners game. We're at the bar watching the Dolphins dominate the Tennessee Titans, probably the last time all year. And, you know, someone just handed us some tickets, went to the game. Saw a great game, scored 23-20. Joe Nedney kicked the winning field goal. Yeah, it's good times. Seems okay. Yeah, it's just anything that's free in my term, I'll go. I'm not going to pay $80-$100 to see the Niners and Tampa Bay play. Or, you know, I mean, I like Tampa Bay, Josh Freeman and stuff. But yeah, the game was free. Niners won. Niners got to win a must win. They got to win out here basically to make the playoffs, to win the division. So, yeah, the spread got the Niners favored by 3. I kind of like it. The Niners are going to win today. Tampa Bay's having to travel all the way to Tampa. A pretty long trip.
Brian, that's boring news. Tell them what really happened. Brian, he saw some of the cheerleaders doing their thing, and he was amazed by how, you know, good-looking they were. But he knew that he's better. And Brian is actually one of the San Francisco 49ers cheerleaders now after what happened last Sunday. So.
Oh,
so
great.
It's more than just free tickets. Yeah. Yep.
I heard he got picked up for beating off in a taxi cab.
Yeah, that was not a joyous ride.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that the Tampa Bay Bucks go in San Francisco, dominate today, because I'm playing LeGarrette Blount, who had 4 touchdowns this season. He could slap somebody in the face for all I care. He could punch whatever. Just go in there and tear up some yards, because I'm playing the Decepticons, and I need LeGarrette Blount to go in and kick some ass today.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's all about which team has the most veterans. And, you know, from what I saw this past Sunday, it was a very exciting game. The 49ers won. But they commit a lot of mistakes, and they're still very young. So, you know, they that's why they are where they are. They are a very talented team, but they're just not – they don't have that experience yet. So I think the Tampa Bay, you know, I hate to say it for the 49ers fans, but I think, you know, Tampa Bay can pull it off. And if I'm wrong, then so be it. I'd rather be wrong, but I think Tampa Bay is going to pull it off tonight.
Yeah, good, because all I'm talking about is LeGarrette Blount. That's all I care about. That's all I'm playing. Against Arizona, he went in, rushed for 22 carries for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns, and that's what I want. So let's go LeGarrette Blount and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's do it. Keelan Williams for the Washington Redskins, he was like number one in if you guys don't know who he is, Keelan Williams is who was Washington Redskins number one running back for last week. He rushed for 89 yards, had 2 touchdowns, 4 receptions for 50 yards and 1 touchdown against the Eagles when the Eagles just went off on him. This guy still pulled out like 30 points in fantasy. But if you're jumping on his bandwagon, don't play him today because he's not in the starting lineup, because Clinton Portis is back to Washington Redskins.
Oh, Clinton Portis. That's
Clinton
here.
Portis is back this week.
Funny how the Redskins just pull running backs out there, Heine.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Terrain come out of nowhere, and that guy comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, and now Clinton Portis is back.
And then he'll end up getting hurt again and pull out another running back.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy. So I picked up Clinton Portis because he was supposed to be back last week, but I'm not playing him this week. And of course, this is probably going to be the week he takes off because they got beat by so much last week. What do you think about Clinton Portis, Brian?
Clinton Portis seems to be a bear. Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Is there another Brian?
I'm lost. Clinton Portis seems to be a very durable running back. Now he hasn't been the same since his injury, and he's kind of a prima donna. He's from University of Miami, and I mean, I had him on fantasy when I played fantasy. He's played all the time, and he always dominated. Right now, I would give him one game to see how he does, and then after that, then maybe put him back in the starting lineup. But you know, he's got a lot to prove this year. He hasn't done too well.
And speaking of comebacks, 12% pickups this week go to Reggie Bush. He's back in the lineup this week. He's starting today. He has a season total of 18 rushing yards, 9
wow.
receptions for 63 yards and 1 touchdown. And now that ruins it for Lance Moore because of Reggie Bush's 63 returning yards. He'll probably most likely be the returner. So if you got Lance Moore like I do, I would say almost sit him because his biggest thing is return yards. That's where you get most of your points from. He'll get you a touchdown here and there now and then, but with Reggie Bush returning the ball, he's not gonna fare you too many fantasy points. Jason, what do you think about that? You don't know, Mike. What do you think about Reggie Bush being back?
Well, I think I don't think much of it. I mean, he's not the same player that he was when he was playing for the Trojans, in college. So I mean, there's still when he was in college, there was a lot of finesse. Now, I don't know, although I think he's got a lot of motivational factors going for him because he's had a crazy year as far as giving up his Heisman Trophy and all that stuff. Yeah. So I think he's going to have a pretty good game. A lot of people are going to jump on him, bandwagon him, and then we'll see what happens next week. But I don't think he's going to be that amazing. But this game, I think, is going to be really, really good. It's going to come out guns blazing.
All right, and so speaking of fantasy, we're going to talk about who's hot and who is not. Jason has that with the hot quarterbacks of the week.
Hot quarterbacks of the week, Michael Vick, of course. Matt Castle, who had 469 passing yards last game and 4 touchdowns. Tom Brady, who's going against New, not New England.
Indianapolis.
Yeah, those guys.
Indianapolis.
Then that running back he had, who he said, Keelan Williams, who's not going, obviously not going to be hot.
Yeah, not going to be hot today.
We got Fred Jackson of the Buffalo Bills who won their first game last week against the Detroit Lions.
And MJD.
And MJD.
Florida
alumni. We got Dwayne Bowe, Roddy Wright, and Mike Wallace at receiver. Dwayne Bowe had 186 yards and 2 touchdowns last game. And Roddy Wright had more fantasy points than the quarterback who was throwing him all the passes.
That's right. I love that. And Roddy Wright's going to continue to go off for the rest of the year.
And I was playing him. Roddy Wright had 25 points, and Matt Ryan, who had 3 touchdowns and like 300-something yards, had 24.
And who's not?
Wow.
Let's see who's not. Andre Caldwell.
Who?
Don't play Andre Caldwell if you have him.
Don't play Matthew Slater either. He's a New England slot. Don't play Julian Edelman. He's a New England slot. Don't play him either.
Where did they get this damn list from?
Kevin Cole. Michael Vick back.
Don't play Brian's friend Charlie Whitehurst. Heck no.
Yeah, don't play him either.
He's tough.
Tell us a little bit about Charlie, Brian.
Charlie Whitehurst's little brother plays for Chattahoochee, and Chattahoochee's actually looking to go to the regional finals in high school football. But I'm a better quarterback than Whitehurst. I mean, I can almost play 70. I'll actually make a comeback. I mean, you know, someone said maybe I should start playing football again.
Well, I'll tell you when you can make your comeback. I'm gonna tell you when you can make your comeback right now, Brian. You said you're coming over Thursday for Thanksgiving, so come over early. You're going to make a comeback against Matt and his crew because we're going to play flag football.
Oh, flag football. Oh, yeah.
Sunday morning, we're lining up against Matt. Thursday. What did I say? Sunday?
Thursday.
Thursday morning, we're lining up. And I know – yeah, Mike. I already know, Mike, you're going to be going to – you're gonna be going to Sacramento and filling up bottles.
So you already know my plan.
What am I trying to say? Filling up conditioner bottles. That's what I'm trying to say. You'll be filling up.
He invited me over to some girl's place.
Yeah, and I heard you invited Brian to just. You just try to get Brian to just go to some girl's house that he don't even know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get this guy laid already, Jesus Christ. So what am I supposed to do, start buying him blow-up dolls?
Yeah,
you know, I figure bring him to a real place. I mean, I don't know who's there, but as long as he can get lucky, I'll be happy.
Well, he'll come over here and get fooled. He ain't going to get lucky, he'll get fooled.
Yeah, I don't know about that place. It's weird. Very, very weird. I mean, I think really? I'm used to the A people. She's like in a D range.
I know.
Her friends not that cute either. God, your taste in women is definitely. I mean, you must have beer goggles on.
I guess maybe I was drunk when I was looking at her picture. What do you want me to do?
Well,
Brian, let me go ahead and tell you one thing. Right now, you're stuck in a rut. I mean, haven't been laid curse yet, and you're just going to have to do away with a couple of fat chicks just to break out of a curse. That's the only way you do it, Brian.
You know how when you can't make a basket, you just do a layup just so you can get the basket in the hole? That's what you need to do. Just do a layup, Brian, and get it.
I mean, this is just a couple of, it's like a golfer going in for a big shot. He's not going to just go at it. He's going to take a couple practice swings. You know what I mean?
Is she fat, that girl?
She's not fat, but, you know, you'll tell me
how
she's fat. Kiss on your face.
I'm not attracted to a lot. Do what?
She's fat.
What?
She's fat.
Yeah, I mean, she's not fat, but she'll sit on.
She's big bone.
Yeah, she's very big bone. Just
she's
have
not
her sit on your face. And,
all well, right.
You'll get laid soon.
All right, Chris Johnson said that the acquisition of Randy Moss has helped him open up running lanes because of the attention Randy gets. Last week against Miami, 117 rushing yards and a touchdown and pulled off 19.17 fantasy points. It's Chris Johnson. Who are they playing today? Oh, this week they got a hard game, don't they?
Washington.
They're playing Washington. They're playing Keenan Williams, who will be sitting on the bench. So if Tennessee goes in anything like Philadelphia went in last week, it should be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys think about Chris Johnson. This is what my question is. Is Chris Johnson going to remain the number one running back in fantasy for next year? Or is it going to be Peyton Hillis? Or is it going to be who else?
LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette, no. Come on.
Darren McFadden.
It's going to be Mark Ingram, Dan, from Alabama, baby. Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Mark Ingram.
Oh, Mark Ingram.
Alabama.
But he won't come in as number one pick. He'll come in as number one sleeper.
I want Andrew Luck so bad. I mean, God, if the Dolphins pick him up, I don't know what I'll do. We need a quarterback.
Can you play quarterback? You guys need a quarterback.
I love Andrew Luck.
Jamarcus Vick.
Jamarcus Vick.
Jamarcus Russell. He's coming.
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, he's re-entering the draft.
Yeah, he's coming to Miami.
He's going to be a Miami Dolphin.
Miami. All right, guys. So this week I sent everybody a message. I said I want you guys to get a trivia question. Jason said he had a hard one.
I got one. But
go ahead, Brian. Do your trivia question first, and then.
I'm not going first. Jason can go first. I have one, but I'm thinking of it right now.
Let me go first. Here it is. Who is the only quarterback that is throwing 10,000 yards to two receivers?
Kurt Warner?
John Elway?
Nope.
Peyton Manning.
John Elway?
Peyton Manning.
It is. Peyton Manning is throwing 10,000 yards down to Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison. There's not even anybody that's thrown 10,000 yards to even one receiver, yet alone he's done it to two. That's awesome.
Well, those are Hall of Fame guys. I got one for you guys. I have a couple. I mean, they're just too simple. One is very much a football one, and the other one's just for fun.
Okay.
Between Travis Henry and Antonio Cromartie, and correct me if I say his name wrong. Cromartie?
Cromartie?
How many children do these guys have combined?
Seven.
And how many single mothers?
16. I know Antonio Cromartie has
seven.
He has like seven 3-year-olds. No, he has 5 3-year-olds. And he has 5 3-year-olds. He has like 3 other kids. So I think he has like 8 kids. And, and who else did you say?
And then Travis Henry.
And Travis Henry, I don't know about Travis Henry.
He's got 7 kids. He went to Tennessee. He played for Buffalo.
Yeah, I know he went to Tennessee.
How many kids did you say, Brian?
7.
Okay, say 15 kids, 6 baby mamas.
Oh, okay, so here's Jason,
give his answer.
All right. See, Antonio Cromartie has about 15 kids.
15?
Travis Henry.
Is that the running back that used to play for Tennessee?
No, he's a receiver.
He played for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. And the Titans.
Chris Henry's dead.
Oh, that's Chris Henry.
Chris Henry fell out of the truck.
Yeah, trying to load up the pumpkin.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Anyways,
he had like 20 kids.
I say 14 kids. And
how many baby 14 moms?
Kids. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Between the two of them, there are 19 children.
Wow.
And there are 16 mothers. 16 mothers. Yeah, Travis Henry with 11 and 10 mothers, and Antonio Cromartie with 8 and 6 mothers.
Cromartie?
Cromartie.
Yeah, you got to say it like
Cromartie.
Cromartie.
Tony Cromartie.
Tony Cromartie. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, here's my trivia question of the day. Let's think. Who can you guys know? Can I do anything college?
Yeah, no, not college.
No.
NFL.
Oh, NFL. Okay. This is pretty easy. Who caught the winning touchdown in against these Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl?
Santonio Holmes?
Yeah. Easy.
Santonio Holmes.
I didn't really think of it. I had one, but I got another one. How many dogs is Truby hooked up with?
A bunch.
Well,
hey, Brian, hit Jason with a college question. He'll answer it.
Okay. Who's the only quarterback to run for 1,500 yards and pass for 1,500 yards?
Oh, my God.
1,500 yards. And a season?
It's Brian's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Charlie Whitehurst.
Is it?
No, hell no.
Is it, Brian, is it your boyfriend from Florida Gators?
Is it Vince Young?
Nah, I can't
do it. Is it Tim Tebow? Is it Tim Tebow, your favorite man?
Tim Tebow, I love Tim Tebow. I hope he plays. Cam Newton. Who plays at Auburn?
Oh, Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, okay.
Tebow did.
Jason, go ahead.
All right. Who has the best average catch per game in his career?
Average yards per game?
No, average catch. Like, per game, he averages these many catches over his career.
Hmm.
Wes Walker?
He's still active.
T.O.
Nope.
Chad Okocinco, no?
Okocinco, no. Nope.
Free doesn't
name. Andre Johnson.
Nope.
Reggie Wayne?
Nope.
If you know the answer to this question, call 714-694-4150 if you're listening.
Yeah, we might have to put that one on hold if you have to keep going with it. It's almost going to be more exciting if someone can actually guess it.
Yeah. We'll put that one on hold. We'll let somebody try to guess that one. Once again, if you want to guess that one, 714-694-4150. The chat room is open. SoulKitchenRadio1@gmail.com. Hey, guys, I got a question. Here's mine. This one is really easy. Who is the only player that has beaten every team in the NFL?
Brett Favre.
I told you.
Brett Favre,
everybody. Brett Favre is the only player in the NFL history that's beaten every team in the NFL at least once.
I got one too.
Here's a question. Another one. This one's for you, Truby. Who's going to have the most at the end of the year? Will it be Randy Moss receptions or Brett Favre interceptions?
Oh, well, I would have to go ahead and say for every yard Randy Moss gets, Brett Favre will find a way to better himself and throw that beautiful interception every time. So I think Brett Favre came back this season for one reason only, and that's to improve his interception record. So I think it's definitely a clear answer. It's a Brett Favre.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. This is Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 11, 714-694-4150. The chat room is open. Once again, right now we got our best. When we come back, we're going to talk about these guys, my favorite. My two favorite teams playing against each other today, the Steelers and the Raiders. So we're going to play this for the Raiders. Here it is. It's Fantasy Football Soul Kitchen Radio. We'll be right back.
Raiders! Raiders will rock you! waving your banner all over the place. Raiders! Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Raiders! Raiders will rock you. Raiders!
Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football Week 11. We're back. And Jason has his question. Say that question one more time, Jason.
Who has the best average catch per game in his career?
And he's still active right now.
Yes.
If you know the answer, 714-694-4150. That's it. There it is. That's the question. Oh, I want to talk about Jericho Cotri last week against in that overtime game, the Jets against the Browns. Oh my God, did you guys see that?
Of course, man.
Man, he was hobbling.
Man,
he was hobbling on the field, hobbling. And Sanchez was looking for someone, and he seen Cotri hobbling. He threw the ball at him. Cotri jumped with his good leg, caught the ball for a first down. Tore his groin, and now he's out against the Texans this week.
Wow, Jesus, that was a beautiful catch. It almost felt like he did that on purpose, like pretend like you're hurt, so they just let you be, and bam, all of a sudden, right as the ball's coming to you, you become 100% again.
Yeah,
I remember that, like it was just stuck in my head, just playing over and over. That was a beautiful play. I mean, it's too bad he's hurt, but that was absolutely beautiful the way he caught that.
And then with the San Antonio Holmes catch for the touchdown to end overtime, I'm saying go Jets to the Super Bowl. Let's go.
Hell
no.
No.
Oof. Yeah, you're saying to two guys that have teams in that division. I mean, the road to Super Bowl for the Jets lays through my Patriots, even though they've already laid one on them. But, yeah, the Jets are for real. They're a great, great team. They've been getting lucky the last two games, and I hope the Texans get the better of them this game, this time around. But, man. Yeah,
well, I said Greg Olsen, and I'm playing Dustin Keller. So I'm hoping the Jets go off and they win and they throw it right down. I got Dustin Keller. I got LT, who LT has had a – had a small role now. It's like they're taking the ball away from him and playing Sean Green more often.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you notice that, Brian?
Do what?
You notice that? What do you got to say about the fact that the Jets are taking LT out more and Sean Green's getting more carries than LT?
Well, Sean Green's a lot younger. He's a lot more durable. LT's kind of older, and he's kind of gets banged up and is always hurt. You know, he's been hurt in the past playoff games, and they're trying to rest him for the playoffs. I mean, it's actually a pretty good move. They just they're going to save him for the long run. His longevity hasn't been very durable. That's why the Chargers got rid of him. That's why they got rid of Sean Merriman. They just think these guys are obviously too old. And LT's a great running back. I mean, they could have beat the Pats many times. San Diego, I was there cheering for him. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. But Jets got an absolutely amazing team. Mark Sanchez is a proven quarterback. He might get him to the Super Bowl since Joe Namath, since 1969. I hate the Jets, but they've done a lot better than the Dolphins in my lifetime. So being a Dolphins fan is like being straight in San Francisco. I don't know.
It was nice. It was nice watching I thought it was great seeing Rex Ryan and Rob Ryan face off against each other, the two brothers.
Oh, that was
great. And we always love Rob Ryan because Rob Ryan was an awesome defensive coordinator here in Oakland. So I give much love to them. I kind of, you know, and the Raiders and the Browns go way back to the Dog Pound and the Raider Nation. They're so much alike, along with the Steel Curtain, the Pittsburgh Steelers Nation. Those are probably my three favorite fan bases around. Who's your favorite fan base, Jason?
Blackhawks.
What about you, Mike? Who's got the best fans in the NFL?
The best fans? You know, I'm a big Patriots fan, but I think the Raiders, they definitely are loyal to their team, no matter how good or bad they're playing. So I guess in the NFL, I would have to say the Oakland Raiders have the most loyal one because their fans care about their team.
Brownie Moose. Oh, God, I forgot him as well.
Brian, give me two more teams. Brian, give me two teams with the best fans.
Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers.
You know, I got a terrible towel in my closet.
Dallas Cowboys,
yep.
Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, you know, Cowboy fans, they come out. Even though I hate the Cowboys, Dolphins fans, they leave at the fourth quarter. We have a horrible owner. I'm disgusted being a Dolphins fan, literally. With this owner that we got, I'm going to actually be buying the Dolphins here pretty soon. Once I get the money, I'm going to be taking over the team. We'll actually win.
Well, can you start with buying the Dolphin tickets? Did you get the free tickets for us? Did you get us in the parking?
I'm working on those Raiders games. Truby, are you going to go or not? I mean, I'm going to get in for $29. It's a rumor. I'm not looking to pay $100. There's a lot of tickets online. But I called again and left a message, and I still haven't heard back.
Can you get four for $29 each?
Yeah.
I can definitely try. I mean, the tickets are going pretty cheap. I mean, right now I sell 40. Probably could get 40 for four. I mean, not 40 for four. $40 each. So that'd be 80, 120, 160. And you guys can sit down in the Dolphins area where I'll be at.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people that are going to be there. The Raiders guys already invited me there for tailgating. They have one of the best barbecues. It's like $20, but all you can eat. Good food, and they wanted to meet me. So it'd be pretty interesting. Bunch of Dolphins people and Raider people hanging out.
Well, Matt sits there. My cousin Matt, he sits there on the Raider. He'll be on the Dolphins side. He's section 145, Matt.
Buddy,
148, 8 rows in.
Okay, 148. He's section 148, 8 rows in. He's still in there. So he'll definitely be there. We're just trying to get these tickets to the game. And Brian's been working on getting us press passes.
I'm trying. I'm gonna call on Monday again. I'm gonna try to get to the point of it. I left a message. I'm surprised they haven't called me back. But it's a great message. I mean, maybe he's busy, but I'll call and I'll say, well, let me talk to somebody if I can't get a hold of Mike, whatever the guy's name is. I wrote it down.
Brian.
I have everything I can say to him. Yeah.
Right. You're gonna have to keep calling like a disgruntled ex-girlfriend and just don't give up on him, okay? He still loves you, and he'll get us those tickets. So just keep on plugging.
I mean, I want to go to that game. I'm just not paying $100 for tickets. I mean, I know the Dolphins are out and the Raiders. Hopefully the Raiders will win today. And it'll be a decent game anyway. It'll be fun, you know, there in the Raiders stadium. And we can bitch about the Dolphins all day. It'll be pretty fun.
Yeah.
We're losing out, baby. We're going after Andrew Luck from Stanford. And we're going to bring in Harbaugh, too. All the Dolphins fans know it.
The best thing about that game is we could all be together and we could all sit there. We could do a live show.
Yeah.
A live show right there, and we'll talk a lot of shit. We'll eat a lot of barbecue, and it'll be great. Raiders,
Truby, you're going to come, right? You're going to come.
Truby?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm still recovering from last night.
We don't have any work, so we'll be there.
You guys aren't flying no helicopters on Sunday?
I don't work that job anymore. I'm waiting to get paid, actually. That job. But you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to take some of the helicopters back and get some money for it.
Wait, screw you. You got some of the helicopters?
You still got those helicopters?
I got two of them, but I'm gonna take them back and tell them they broke and try to get some money for it. I'm trying to get
Brian, Brian, you gonna wear a fake mustache or something? They do know that you what you look like. I mean,
they won't know. I never worked in that store before. I'm going to Westfield Mall. Be a winner. They're not gonna know who I am.
Well, now they just heard you get my. You're on the radio.
Brian, they have.
Do they have what? They're not gonna know. Once you get paid,
Brian, they know
over,
what
man.
You
that's
look like. I mean, they have pictures of you everywhere.
Yeah, your mom does too, actually. But hey.
They can see your nose down the street.
They see my nose. Oh, fuck you. Oh, shit. Cussing on the radio.
So let's talk
Raiders
Steelers.
Going out to get groceries for your mom. What?
Let's talk Raiders Steelers, guys. Is McFadden going to go off against this Steel Curtain defense today?
Yeah, he is.
McFadden is averaging 100 yards, 108 yards this year. Per game, his longest is 57. He has 4 touchdowns, 2 fumbles, and 1 fumble. What the hell is that?
Fumble lost.
Oh, 1 lost fumble.
I don't know. I gotta be biased in all this, and I'm gonna go and say that since the Pittsburgh was embarrassed by the Patriots last week, and you know their whole top-notch defense talk was really out the window. Because they did not, you know, they allowed 350 yards for the first time in the game. They allowed, you know, almost 100 yards. Well, they allowed over 100 yards, but 80 yards to one player alone, and they don't do that often. So I think they're gonna be playing some serious football.
We got someone in the chat room. My man Brian in the chat room. He says, if you got one to start, who are you gonna start? You're gonna start Mendenhall against Oakland, Jamal Charles against Arizona, or Steven Jackson against Atlanta. And that's almost Brian, that was a setup question because you know it's Jamal Charles against Arizona. Mendenhall is not gonna go off today like he's been going off. Because that Oakland Raider defensive line is awesome right now. And of course Atlanta's a tough one too because Atlanta's defense. Atlanta's at home.
Oh yeah, they play the best defense at home.
Okay, yeah. So we'll go. What do you guys think? Jamal Charles, Rashard Mendenhall, or Steven Jackson? Brian. Brian.
Yeah.
Okay,
Brian.
Steve Jackson, Mendenhall, or I don't like Mendenhall. I think the Raiders' defense is actually – Seymour's going to actually have a great game. I mean, the Patriots basically gave him away. Steven Jackson against Atlanta's D. Atlanta's D is pretty good. But, I mean, he always does pretty well. And who's the other guy?
Jamal Charles playing
Arizona.
I don't know. I mean, I would start
I'd go with Jamal Charles. I'd go with Jamal Charles today.
Yeah, you know, Kansas City's on a tear right now.
Yeah, that's true. But they have a lot of weaknesses, though. So I think this guy, since I don't know who he is, I just want to go lucky with him. And I think he's going to have a great game because I'm playing the odds. You know, Atlanta has great defense. So I'm still a little hungover. But, yes, I'm going with Mr. Charles.
Okay, so we all say John Charles and Brian, whose nickname in the chat room was Brian Owns Camacho.
You've adopted Brian.
This guy. He's no. Hey, Brian, I got to tell you, last night I got stuck in that super, oh, my God, as a cable guy, you don't ever want to work in them rain. How was it in San Francisco last night? Because it was like thundering and lightning out here.
Wow, the weather was horrible. I've been in bed for 3 days.
Yeah, it was. Wait, Rick, I didn't know you're a cable guy.
Yeah, I'm a cable guy, man. I've been a cable guy for over 3 years now. So.
Oh, well, oh, man, see, I didn't know this stuff. See, I thought you were doing, special porn on the side. I had no idea you were doing this stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's the lazy cable guy.
I'm just shocked. Do your people know that you've been doing this for 3 years?
Yeah.
No, this makes it. Well, that's cool. I kind of need free cables, but anyways.
I could. I could. I'm gonna send Brian over there to lay some cable for you.
Done deal. Oh man. How about this
Shamu job that you were supposed to do? They never called me back after I told my email I was sick. Did you work there? How you met Truby? Shamu.
Wait, what? Shamu?
Oh, Shamwell?
Yeah, I think I was going to go interview with them, and I got really sick, and I couldn't go.
Was it with Jesco?
Yes.
Oh, you were going to interview with Jesco?
I was going to go interview with them, but I was sick, and they didn't give me the time to die. Dumbass.
Groupie, why don't you go get Damien right now and he can interview right here online.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, hold on.
Okay.
We'll
do the interview right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey,
hello?
Damien. We got Brian over here. He wants to sell ShamWows.
Brian. Brian, are you there right now? Brian. Brian, please. If you need to pay attention, you need to pay attention. I don't know if I can send that
to
interview.
I don't have one. She has one. Okay. Hello?
Brian, we're going to have to fire you before this interview even starts.
Okay, why?
Well, because we don't know if you're going to... Brian, okay, I'll conduct the interview. Brian, are you going to be putting 100% you into this?
Yes, I am.
And will you promise to be the best that you can be at promoting a product that is not only amazing, it is also scrumptious?
Yes, I would.
And you would. And how will you demonstrate your pose when you're out there doing your thing and making people amazed by how amazing this product is?
Okay. I throw it out when I get. I'll throw it out and bring it home. Oh, I have
Brian,
right
are you?
Brian's trying to get a safety club card.
Brian, are you in a mental institution right now? Where are you?
I am not in a mental institution. I am
okay.
At the grocery store.
That is a mental institution.
That's a mental institution.
No. The real question is, do you promise to love and the feel, the touch, the softness, the kiss, the lips of this amazing product that is called the Magic Cloth?
I do.
You do. I pronounce you Brian Kaiserman and Magic Cloth. You guys are made for each other.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right. And don't screw around with the overhead. The overhead sound system at Sears.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We can talk about that all day.
How was working for them? Did they really pay you all that money?
Oh, they would just bring buckets to us. So I didn't know what to do with that money. Rick, what did you do with that money? I mean, I was just throwing it away. It was crazy.
You know what I did? I went the next day and I bought more fruit.
yeah, that seems reasonable. I mean, for some reason, all I wanted to do with my money was make crazy little sharks and trees. That's all. That's how I spend.
Yeah, I still got those pictures of my beautiful floating whale I made out of a cucumber that I would put in a bucket and float around in front of me while I was giving away gifts.
Yeah. The stress of getting there on time just to make sure that cucumber shark came out just right.
That's right. All right, Brian. Go ahead, Brian.
How did you do with the company? Did you do good?
Well, we pretty much owned the company. I mean, that was ours, Rick, right? I mean, we had
the best
pineapple trees. So the company couldn't get enough of us. I mean, it was... Yeah. U.S. Jesco and Rick Camacho and Misha Troops united.
We're going into overtime, guys.
Okay.
Catch the rest on iTunes. So we pretty much, we owned the company. It was great, and we did the best thing. And the funniest part was everybody quit at the same time.
Wow.
Yep. Because we all became millionaires. We became millionaires, and there was no reason for us to, continue sucking up all the money.
My wife is here, and she'll tell you exactly how we did with the magic cloth.
Oh, God.
Tell him.
The lady.
Brian is going to interview with Jessica.
Oh, Brian's going to.
I was going to, but I got sick and they wouldn't email me back.
Did they tell you you were going to go to QVC?
That I was going to what?
Go to QVC.
They talk a lot. Like, oh, we're gonna send you to France. We're gonna send you here. We're gonna send you there. I'm like,
Brian,
take the helicopter.
Run! Don't go.
That's why I didn't go. See, I got my own. I don't know if I told you, but I'm starting my own TV pilot.
Your own
girl.
Gang.
That's great.
And it's a sports pile. We're gonna be interviewing sports people, so I gotta get that camera back. And you gotta get all the teams off there because I gotta interview some guys on Monday instead of some more of my work.
I just your camera is absolutely loaded with stuff, so I can't really take off all that. You're gonna have to go in and on yourself and just delete a bunch of stuff before I can do anything.
Did you put it online?
No, there's way too many videos. You're gonna have to get a laptop back and really sleep through these videos because you got like 300 videos on that thing. I mean, I can't really, you know, there's too much on it. I just charged it. But anyways, we should talk football.
All right, guys. Look, it's kickoff time. It's 10:00. The Raiders are in Pittsburgh. We're going to watch this. We're gonna end this with Barbara Billingsley. You guys remember Barbara Billingsley? Leave It to Beaver. Leave It to Beaver. You guys remember Leave It to Beaver?
Oh, yeah.
Remember his mom?
Mm-mm.
Well, here's his mom, Jive, talking.
Can I get you something?
I don't know.
Put a lane into the bone. Take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak Jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound out of med time.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Got me some slack, Jack.
It's a cutting thing.
We
say
he's
doing it wrong.
Chomp don't want to help. Chomp don't get that help.
They can't hang. Say 7-up.
Yeah, man, you don't got no brains in here.
All right, that's Barbara Billingsley.
Airplane.
Yeah, from Airplane. That was from Airplane. All right, guys, it's showtime. It's time to catch this football game. Matt, you still there?
I'm still here, man. Thanks for letting me on your show this morning. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, thanks for staying on and listening the whole time. And next week, we're doing it again. Every Sunday we do it from 9 to 10, 9 to kickoff. Brian, thank you again.
Do what, man? Yeah, I'm not.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, Brian.
6-3-3-2-7-6.
Until next week. See you guys later.
Until next week.
Okay. Take care, guys.
God bless
you
all and happy football.
Go eat you up.
All right, let's go
happy
Raiders.
Football.
Raiders, baby.
6-7-8-4-3-2-7-6.